Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you on this edition. The number is 844-322-2742, and if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about, well, we cordially invite you to call right now. Again, the number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, friends, and Bob, whatever that brings, well, it's finally here, and I speak, of course, of June 30th, and the end of our fiscal year happens tonight at midnight, and we hope to see a great final day outpouring of support from our listener friends.
Yes, we do, and like you said, midnight tonight is the deadline, so if you would like to be a part of what Basic Gospel is doing, if you would like to help us meet our year-end goal and continue to have this good news of Jesus Christ broadcast through the Basic Gospel airwaves, we encourage you to go to our website at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, and make a contribution today. Yeah. We would greatly appreciate that. You know, Bob, one of the things that really altered the whole trajectory of my life was an experience I had when I was working at a hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, Piedmont Hospital, and I was an orderly during my college years. And one night I was called up to another floor to help an elderly gentleman. I think he was 87 years at the time. And I went in and we started a conversation, and he said he was a maitre d' in one of the nice restaurants in Atlanta and had met so many interesting people through the years. And the conversation turned to God, turned to Jesus Christ. And he said, you know, I've always believed in God, but I never thought he was relevant to my life or that I needed him. And I started talking to him about Jesus and really narrowing the conversation to the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as I was speaking, I could just see something take place inside of him. There was this real connection. This message was resonating with this heart of his. And at the end of the conversation, I asked him if he wanted to receive Christ. And he just prayed, and it was one of the most genuine, authentic prayers I've ever heard. I could have just left the room. This was God and this gentleman connecting one with another. And he opened his eyes, and he was a new man in Jesus Christ. He was alive. He went from death. He was dead spiritually, and then he went to life. God made him alive together with Christ Jesus. Well, in three weeks after that day, he passed away and went to be with the Lord. But in that 3 weeks of his life, those last 3 weeks, he shouted from his bedside that Jesus Christ is alive. And every person that walked into that room heard about the resurrected Jesus Christ. And I saw a rescue happen. Mm-hmm. I saw God rescue a man out of darkness and place him into light. I saw God rescue a man who was dead in sin and make him alive together with Christ Jesus. I saw God rescue a man who was bound to sin and death, and to absolutely liberate him, to take the chains off so that he could go free in Jesus Christ. And that changed me. It made him alive. I was already alive in Christ, but when I saw that, when I just witnessed the power of that, just at that of that moment, that changed me. And at that point, I said, Lord, I want to be a part of your great rescue mission here on planet Earth. I want to do whatever you want me to do, to open my mouth, to write, to serve, to whatever it is, to see people rescued out of darkness and placed into this marvelous light. We have a great passage in the book of Colossians, and we highlight this passage in our resource that we're offering this month called Forgiveness, a 30-day devotional. And the passage is this: for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And that's what happened to that gentleman. He was rescued from the dominion of darkness, and he was brought into the kingdom of the Son God loves. a powerful, powerful mission that God had. Now, when we ask you to invest, we're asking you to invest in God's great rescue mission. That's what Basic Gospel is all about. Yeah. That's what we're here for, to deliver it with clarity and power and simplicity the good news of Jesus Christ, so that people can see the righteousness that has been revealed in him and can receive this gift of life and go from darkness to light. So, folks, today is the final day of fiscal year 2020 for Basic Gospel. Our books close at midnight tonight. Let's do everything that we can. Let's give generously so that we can close those books in a positive, with a positive number at the bottom, and be ready for more opportunities moving forward to get this message out so that God can rescue people and rescue them out of darkness and place them into Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Great words, Bob. Thank you for that. And friends, there are several ways you can make your gift. You can donate online at basicgospel.net. You can use the Basic Gospel app to make your contribution, or you can mail your gift to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Carrollton, Texas, 75057. And with your gift by midnight tonight, we're going to say thank you by sending you a copy of the book that Bob has just been talking about, our 30-day devotional called Forgiveness. It's a deep dive into the wonderful reality of being totally righteous and that standing in Jesus Christ. Remember, too, that your gift will be matched up to $45,000 through our Good News Matching Gift Challenge. I'll be going through the ways to give again in just a few minutes, so hang on for that. But for right now, Bob, I think it's time for us to get underway, and I think we have a great call on the screen there.
Yes, we do. We're going to go out to Pine, Arizona, and we're going to talk to our friend Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Bob and Bob. Hope you guys are doing well today.
Hey, Greg.
We are indeed. I hope you are doing the same.
Yes, I am, and I want to say a big thank you, Bob, for standing strong on the fact that there are not two gospels, one for Jews and one for Gentiles, as you did on yesterday's broadcast. Thank you very much for that.
That was good.
Well, you are so welcome, Greg, and I appreciate you commenting on that. I really do.
Well, you're welcome. And my question today, or comment and question, has to do with Ephesians 1:6. In the New King James Version, it's really part of a longer sentence, but it says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. So God's grace, it's just so wonderful to say that, makes us accepted in Jesus. And it's interesting that that word accepted is a form of charis, which we know is usually translated grace. So God freely bestows on us acceptance. And, you know, we all love to be accepted. So what I'd like for you to do, because you have such a great way of doing it, is kind of unpack what it means to be accepted by the God of the universe.
Well, Greg, man, that may take the rest of the year, but man, I want to do that. That's an exciting opportunity right there to explain the riches of God's glorious grace and how grace has made us compatible with God himself. I mean, when you and I came into this world, we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were under the power of the prince of the air. We followed the ways of this world. We lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. And by nature, we were children of wrath. That's how Paul describes us in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. So if we're going to have a relationship with God the Father, then something drastic has to happen with us. And we can't make that happen in and of ourselves. We don't have what it takes. We were dead spiritually. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Our righteousness was nothing but unrighteousness, was nothing but filthy rags. Our holiness, we had none. So God in Christ Jesus poured out his blessings upon us, to fit us, to be compatible with God, so that he could send his Spirit to take up residence in us. We all have this sense of belonging. We want to belong. We want to belong to something. We want a group of people, maybe even just one person, to accept us for who we are. We want to be like that sitcom Cheers. We want to find a place where everybody knows my name, and they're okay with that. They're okay with who I am. And so we join all kinds of clubs. I joined a fraternity in college to try to meet that need of wanting to belong. And, you know, there's all sorts of human connections that we can make. But in the end, I want to know, do I belong to God? Am I accepted by him? And that's what this passage is saying, is that he's accepted you in Christ. And because he's accepted you, you belong. You are a part of the people of God. I love Greg in the book of Hebrews, when the writer, you know, brings forward the prophecy of Jeremiah concerning the new covenant. And one of the promises of this new covenant is that we are the people of God. So through new birth, through being made new in Christ, through being made alive together with Christ, we've been added to the body. So we belong. We are in Christ. Christ is in us. That means we've been accepted, and all from the riches of God's grace that he has lavished on us in Christ Jesus. So if you want to belong, if you want to have an eternal sense of belonging, there's only one way to find it, and that is in Christ Jesus. That has happened by him pouring out the very grace of his Father in you and in me. It's good news, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is, Bob. And, you know, too many Christians, I believe, have an issue with loving themselves and accepting themselves. But when you recognize that in Christ, based on what he's done for you, to you, and in you, God the Father, and the Trinity for that matter, totally accept you completely forever.
And
you can love yourself, because that's the way God feels about you.
Well, and the good news about that is the truth that God has sent his Spirit to take up residence in us. He goes on to say in verse 13 and 14 that we were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, and he is the guarantee of our inheritance. So if God's Spirit is always with us, that is a sure confirmation that we are accepted in the Beloved and that we truly belong to God. So it's good news. So you've got the Father, you've got the Son, and you've got the Holy Spirit all testifying to the very same truth that we belong, that we've been marked out as one of the very people of God.
Amen.
Well, Greg, it's always good to hear from you, my friend. Thanks for being a voice for this good news. Thanks for doing all that you do to share and connect people to the love of Jesus Christ. Keep doing it, my friend.
Amen, brother. I will, and you do the same. And, folks, support Basic Gospel. Let's get them in the black.
Thank you, Greg.
Yes, indeed.
We appreciate that.
You bet.
All right.
Yeah. Well, Bob, we had a question from a Dallas area listener listening on 100.7 FM, The Word. The question is, I've been taught that there are two judgments, one for Christians and one for the unsaved. For Christians, it's the judgment seat of Christ. For the unsaved, it's the great white throne judgment. What will Christians be judged for, seeing as how our sins are already forgiven? Can you please elaborate on those things?
Well, it's not a judgment in the sense that we're going to receive something for the bad that we've done in our lives. The judgment of a believer is simply you're in Christ. So the crown of righteousness, the crown of life, all of those things are going to be made manifest on a broad worldwide scale. We have been clothed in the righteousness of Christ. We've been made alive here and now. And at that judgment seat, then those things are just going to be made manifest in a very victorious way. So, no, judgment is a word that can have a negative connotation and can have a positive connotation. So we're going to be judged in the positive way, that we have indeed put our full weight of trust in Jesus Christ, that we indeed have received Him, His forgiveness, His life, His righteousness, and the judgment is that we're going to be with Him forever.
Yeah.
That's a good judgment.
Absolutely.
And nothing that we should ever fear, nothing that we should ever shy away from. This is going to be a glorious day for all believers in Christ Jesus.
Without question. Well, friends, it is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thanks for being with us. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Bob, I think we need to talk about the year-end once again right here, just for a brief moment. It is the end of our fiscal year, friends, and we are looking for a great outpouring of your support so that we can, as Greg said, finish the year in the black.
Yes, indeed. And that's a good way to finish.
Absolutely.
In the black.
Yeah.
So help us get in the black by making a generous gift today. The deadline is midnight tonight. Mm-hmm. Just help or come be a part of this great rescue mission that is taking place through Basic Gospel. God
Absolutely.
Sending forth His word concerning His Son through these airwaves, that word touching human hearts, and in doing so, transferring people out of darkness into the kingdom of His Son. For those who are already in Christ, it is helping them to truly experience the freedom that they have in Christ.
Yeah.
It is keeping them from turning back to legalistic ways and keeping them moving forward in their freedom in Christ. So come be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Give generously. Help us in the year in the black so that we can assess opportunities to extend and expand the outreach of Basic Gospel.
We'll be giving the address and everything that you need to make your gift as we close the program in a few minutes. We won't do that right now because we've done it so often, but nevertheless, we hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to see Basic Gospel continue its outreach day by day, and we would love for you to partner with us. Well, again, 844-322-2742. Open lines for you right now.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, and talk with Pat, listening to us on The Word today. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Well, we're doing great. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. I love your show. I support your show, and I just love the way that you present the Word. Very simple to understand.
Well, I appreciate that, Pat. Thanks for that encouragement today.
And just a quick question. I have a question. What do you guys think about the tracts that people are passing out? Do you think that's a good form of getting the word out, or what is your opinion on that? And that's all I have.
Well, I guess it depends on the content of the tract. I mean, there are good tracts and there are bad tracts. That's the way it's going to be concerning most Christian content. So if you're going to pass out something, you want it to be very centered on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and centered on the fact that He's offering a gift, that God is offering the gift of His Son that is to be received by faith. So that's the story, and that's what God's message is concerning His Son. So anything that you pass out that is going to help tell the story concerning Jesus and to make that offer of life to somebody where they know they can receive it by faith, then that's a very, very positive piece of information to put in somebody's hands. If you like to pass out tracts, then I would certainly find something or one or two that you're really comfortable with and then pass them out and leave the results of that in God's hands. But be sure and read through the content and know what you're passing out. Don't just pass it out because somebody said that's a good thing. You read it. You put it up against the Word of God and see if it holds water concerning the message of Jesus Christ. And then, if so, pass it out and let the Lord do His thing.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I appreciate it.
Well,
yeah, it makes sense.
Well, good deal. I mean, we have so many resources available to us right now. So many ways that we can pass out information to people. And if you have a good way, some good content, man, go for it.
All right, I appreciate that encouragement.
Well, you're so welcome. Thanks for the encouragement to us, and keep listening, and however we can help you, let us know.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Pat. Great to hear from you. Hope you'll keep listening. Call again. Bob from Waterford, Ontario. We had a question from Darlene. She says, "Hi, Bob. I wondered if you could explain 1 Corinthians 11, verses 1 through 16, where Paul is talking about a woman's hair as a covering and how that relates to Christian women today."
Well, that's a great question, and it's really a confusing passage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people who read through it kind of get lost in the weeds, and they're wondering, well, do I wear a hat to the church? Do I wear a hat when I read the Bible and those sort of things? I know my mom went to a Bible study group years ago, and she didn't have a head covering for herself, so they gave her a little doily thing, and she
yeah.
had to put that over her head while the Word of God was being read. And one of the things that I think goes missing in all of these conversations about what does this mean is this attitude of humility. God gives grace to the humble, but he rejects the proud. And certainly there in Corinth, there was a temple up on a hill. There were temple priestess,
mm-hmm.
Women that engaged in prostitution. They would go down into the city, and they would bring men up to the temple, and they would engage in all kinds of sexual revelry. And these prostitutes would shave their heads, and that was a sign of what they were all about. That was a sign that identified them with the temple mm-hmm. up on the hill. Well, when Paul brought into Corinth this message concerning Christ, well, guess who started receiving the Lord? Many of these ladies that were working at that temple. Well, they had a shorn head, and Paul was saying, hey, you need to put a covering over that so that you can say to the city at large that you no longer belong to that temple up there, that you have a new identity.
Yeah.
And this identity was formed and came about through humility. You humbly received the word, and that's what this is all about.
Okay. Well, thanks for your question, Darlene. Good to hear from you. And friends, thank you for being with us today. Hey, keep in mind, today is the end of our fiscal year, and we just need to stress the importance of your gifts to Basic Gospel to make sure we're able to continue. Please step up and stand with us, friends. We know that many of you already have, and we are eternally grateful for you. If you've been listening for a while and haven't yet made your gift, you can make that happen right now online at basicgospel.net or use the Basic Gospel app. If you prefer to mail your gift, our address is 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. And as our way of saying thanks for your gift, we'll send you a copy of our new devotional called Forgiveness. Take the journey to freedom from sin, guilt, and fear through this excellent new 30-day devotional. So again, for your copy, please join us by midnight tonight and make your gift at basicgospel.net or by using the Basic Gospel app or by mail at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Please do that right now while you're listening. Help Basic Gospel end this fiscal year in the black, as we said, and hopefully with money to expand our outreach to areas that have not yet heard the pure message of grace in Jesus Christ. Others need to hear this message that has made such a difference in so many lives, probably including yours. So one final time, you can make your gift right now at basicgospel.net. You can use the Basic Gospel app, or you can mail your gift to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, that's Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Quickly want to remind you also of Bob Christopher's Sunday Morning Live every Sunday morning on Live at 9:30, and we hope you'll take advantage of that. We'll give more information about that as we progress through the week. But now for Bob and the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.